Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to yet another edition of My Real Country. Now, it's been a huge week jet-setting about again, and as you've guessed, this week, it's all about my trip to the Gympie Muster. Now, we've got some great tracks here from Troy Cassidaly, Amber Lawrence, Sarah Stora, and most importantly, my top five muster tips, and my must-hear interview with the Mavericks as well. But before we get stuck into that, don't forget that you can call me anytime on the Real Country request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, the Gympie Muster, which is actually held just outside of Gympie in the depths of the beautiful Amamore State Forest, is a festival like no other. For 4 days every year, thousands upon thousands of music enthusiasts trek into the forest to camp while enjoying the 8 stages filled with entertainment from sunup to well past sundown. This is a true musical city that blooms only for that brief 4-day window, but creates lifelong memories and mates, which is why most people make the pilgrimage every year. There's a wide range of music at the Muster, although country focused, there are guest artists from other genres like, you know, rock, and the Blues and Roots tent has certainly become a feature staple. It also welcomes international acts, but also never loses its Australian heart. And I tell you what, you don't get much more Australian than this next group, who are festival favourites for me. I'm talking about the Bushwhackers with I Am Australian to kick off my Real Country Muster special.
Upon a prison ship, bound down by iron chains, cleared the land, endured the lash, and waited for the rains. I'm a settler, I'm a farmer's wife, on a dry and barren run. A convict, then a free man, I became Australian. I'm the daughter of a digger, who sought the mother lode. The girl became a woman on the long and dusty road. I'm a child of the Depression, and I saw the good times come. I'm a bushy, I'm a battler, I am Australian. I'm a teller of stories, I'm a singer of songs. I'm Albert Namajira, and I paint the coastly guns. I'm Clancy on his horse, I'm Ned Kelly on the run. I'm the one who was Matilda, yes, I am Australian. We are one, but we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come. We share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australia. Soil of the plains, I'm the mountains and the valleys, the drought and flooding rains. I am the rock, I am the sky, the rivers when they run. I'm the spirit of this great land, I am Australian. I came from the dreaming, from the dusty red soil plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame. I stood upon that rocky shore I watch the tall ships come. When for 40,000 years I'd be the first Australian. We are one, but we are many. And from all the lands on earth we come, we share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian. We are one, but we're many. And from all the lands on earth we come, we share a dream and sing with one voice. I am, you are, we are Australian.
Now on to another talent, Johnny Taylor, who I caught up with to talk about festivals and his new single.
I'm at the Muster with Johnny Taylor. How are you, mate?
Fantastic, thank you. And yourself?
Brighter Than I Look.
Yes.
And, of course, we're here talking about your new single, Brighter Than You Feel.
Yeah, that's a very clever segue there.
Yeah, well, yes. Now, before we get into the musterific time that we're having here, tell me a bit more about the writing of the song, because it was actually a really, really deep personal story behind it. That's the start of an amazing song.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a very deep and complex kind of guy. But So, written for a family friend who, a lovely fellow, father of three, great husband, but had been secretly battling depression and eventually got to a point where he had to, you know, get it out there and let everyone know that what he was going through. So it just inspired me to write a song and acknowledge that this is what happens and, you know, the men especially are going through it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a great song to not only raise awareness but encourage people to actually take action.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the idea. And I really focus on that with my songwriting is to... Yeah, I sing about the, you know, the dark and the dirty things in life, but the idea is just to let people know that it's happening and there's support out there and don't be afraid to go get some help.
Well, it's a superbly crafted song. I really enjoyed it. It's put together very well and it's also a wonderful single off your album, which is consistently brilliant throughout. How has that process been for you with the album?
It's interesting. When I bump into people who have the record, they never say, oh, I love the vocal in this song, or I love the guitar part. It's always, I like the story, or I can recognise the story. And to me, that's really cool because, you know, that's why we spend days writing lyrics, is to make sure there's something worth people listening to and investing their time in.
Now, let's go to this fantastic single, Brighter Than You Feel. Thank you so much, Johnny Taylor.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Tell me what is making you feel blue. Tell me what is hurting you. I know that you're the brave one, keeping it all in and holding it together. But we're all here for you. And so set a fire to the world just to let it know you're hurting. Set a fire to the night just to look at something brighter than you feel. Tell me what is making you feel blue. You're smiling now, but I can see right through. I've been there before, man, and I know how you feel. The truth hurts when you find out you lost your nerve of steel. And so set a fire to the world just to let it know you're hurting. Set a fire to the night just to look at something brighter than you. Then you feel. time we'll heal old wounds. I know that's hard to hear. And time will dry your eyes. And time is all you need to get back on your feet, to realize that you are so much more than just the pain you feel. And so set a fire to the world, just to let it know you're hurting. Set a fire to the night, just to look at something brighter than you.
This is Paul Costa, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life, tractors and bikes.
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here, and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. And we're doing the muster in style thanks to our friends at Cheaper Camper. Book your holiday today at cheapercamper.com.au/holiday. Headlining this year's muster is a true genre-defying, country-centric American band that brought us hits in the late 90s like Dance the Night Away and Here Comes the Rain. Then they disappeared, but in true Maverick style, they've come back with all the energy and fun that we remember, and with a swag of great new tunes. I caught up with Paul, Robert and Jerry backstage at the muster.
One of the most exciting things about the muster this year was the appearance of the headline act, the Mavericks, and I think I've got the best looking,
just the best overall,
the best 3/5 of the Mavericks, I think.
Yeah, the finer 3/5.
Now, can you tell me how the Mavericks has developed that unique sound and that unique style that is very almost cross genre?
Yeah, I believe it is, especially as time has gone on. I think we may have started out a little more traditional country than we've ended up being. But I kind of attribute it to one of the tenets we've always had is to enjoy ourselves in the music that we make and also performing it. And that's always been kind of our modem of success, how we got to where we were. And so I think we listen to a lot of different music, everyone's audiophiles, and inevitably that creeps into to what we play. And we've never really put up any barriers as to what we can and can't do.
Well, I think one of the other great things is you're all independently talented musicians, and bringing you all together, as far as performance and songwriting, is there an equal say within the band?
Well, I don't know if it's an equal say, but it's nobody lost their voice either. We all have a vote, and it's a respected vote. But we also have the common sense to know where we would lean and where we might allow somebody's strengths to shine through. So if Raul has got some strong musical notions about the current album, which he had some very definite ideas, it's not that our voices have been removed from that. It's just that we know kind of when to cast a vote. And we know when to allow somebody that's got a strong perspective on something to shine and back them, you know. It's like a good team. A good team knows how to as well take a play from a quarterback as to call a play. You know,
the Mavericks had some massive success in the 90s, and then you took a bit of a break, and then you came back, and it was just like there was no gap in between. Did you guys feel the same way?
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess in terms of playing, we fell right back in to where we were years ago. But I do feel like the break we took, we all sensed that it was a good thing for everybody involved. And sometimes when you step away from it and then come back to it, it feels renewed and fresh again.
Now, the album is absolutely fantastic. Back in Your Arms was one of those songs that just, for me, when I've been totally missing out, I need to be playing these guys a lot more.
No.
It just had that wonderful energy that really just blows you away and really was a great way to kick off the album. So, next single. I like All Over Again. I think that that is just another magical song to propel you guys to even
so
greater heights.
All Over Again. We'll talk to Universal. We'll let them know.
Beautiful. Yeah, you just tell them. Tell them that, you know, Real Country thinks that's what it should be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell me the story behind the song.
All Over Again. Now, that being that you're not speaking to the writers of the songs, I will say that it was one of the performance songs, like Back in Your Arms, but literally it was the day we were just getting sounds and Jerry Dale was driving up from Jacksonville and an hour out of town. We're like, hurry up and get here. We're going to cut. So we walked in the studio and that Farfisa sound, that was like within an hour of him seeing each other. We hadn't seen each other in years. And that was the take that is the first song on that. So that had a lot of that feeling. It was a great way to start the record. And I think All Over Again has that same spirit of a, you know, it's an up-tempo, and it's a happy song. And, so it's vintage Mavericks to me.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much. Now, don't forget that you can actually download the song and the entire album and the back catalogue for the Mavericks. In fact, if you haven't, you need to do it now. And even if you have, buy it again. Because this is definitely a fantastic musical experience for you. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank
really
you.
Really appreciate that.
Now to a man who is no stranger to the muster and music festivals, not to mention working smarter, not harder, by doing it all from the comfort of a camper, Alan Caswell. What a muster.
It's great. Now, I had a great time. It's been fun.
But I'm pleased that so many people come out in support of great country music, and
well,
it's...
Well, great music, you know, I mean, it's a bit of everything, you know, and I sort of, I'm just glad they've got venues where, you know, people like me and Bill Chambers and Kevin Welsh. I mean, this place is where all the different parts of country music can play, and that's, you don't get that, you know? So I'm having a great time.
And the only other...
Plus, I got a really good parking space from Winnebago, you know, so it was
You know, I was going to say, because you and I travel to these festivals in a similar style, yeah. Which is with a motorhome.
Because we have style, right?
Yeah. Of course. None of this tent stuff. I call it glamping. But the motorhoming lifestyle for music festivals is absolutely the best and most convenient way to do it.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is the people who drive mobile homes, they're in the truck the whole time and they're listening to music the whole time, and a lot of them like country music.
Thank you so much, Alan Caswell.
Thanks for having me.
It's the kind of thing you don't hear much these days. It's the kind of thing the radio don't play. Sitting here downloading versions of the songs from the vinyl days. If 50 years of smiles and tears in all three chords they played. My heroes all are old and gone, but still some magic lingers on. Those guys sure could write a song that'd take your breath away. It's a kind of thing you don't hear much these days, and it's a kind of thing the radio don't play. It's a country song. It's a country song. Around the world they still got places where the old stuff still gets played, full of people too old or stubborn to ever really want to change. Those cowboy pop stars sure can sing, they all can rock and they all can swing, but it's a generation thing, it just don't sound the same. It's a kind of thing you don't hear much these days, and it's a kind of thing the radio don't play. It's a country song. It's a country song. It was heartbreak songs and human stories, love and loss and life. It was honky-tonk and western swing, played strong and smooth and tight. In Nashville, Austin, and Bakersfield, behind a wailing pedal steel, they gave us something that was real and made us feel alive. It's a kind of thing you don't hear much these days. It's a kind of thing the radio don't play. It's a kind of thing you don't hear much these days. It's a kind of thing the radio don't play. It's a country song. It's a country song. It's a country song.
Don't forget, you can check out all the photos from my muster experience on the Real Country Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country. Still to come on the show, my top five tips for the muster, plus my favourite musical find for the festival this year. And I chat to a musician who has crossed many miles and time zones to come home. All of this and so much more on the other side of this break.
Hey there, I'm Robert Reynolds.
And I'm Paul Deacon.
And I'm Jerry Dale McFadden.
And we're the Mavericks. And you are listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
BehindTheWheel.com.au is not only your favorite destination for the latest car news and reviews, but now you can shop online. Just go to BehindTheWheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, and you'll have access to thousands of car-related products. Whether it's something for your engine or your iPod, you'll find it at the Behind the Wheel shop. So next time you're looking for a review, why not look for a bargain too? Head to behindthewheel.com.au.
Hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Doing the muster in style this year thanks to Cheaper Camper. Book your holiday today at cheapercamper.com.au/holiday. Now, social country, my favourite part of the entire show. Wandering around the muster, I got quite a few requests, particularly after this artist's main stage show. I'm talking about Aussie artist Christy Cox, who now resides in Nashville and, as I mentioned before, has crossed miles and time zones to get to the muster. I caught up with her to talk about her exciting new album.
You know, the last time I spoke to you, she was halfway across the world. It was in Nashville, outside the Station Inn, and you just finished. Of course, I'm talking to Christy Cox now. How are you?
I'm really good, Ben. How are you?
And we're in hot, stinky Australia now, in Gympie, at the festival. How is it for you?
It's great. It's great. I did my first ever main stage appearance yesterday, which was pretty exciting. I'm not entirely sure about this weather. One place that goes from 27 degrees to minus 5 in one day. Yeah, it's confusing me a little, but I'm having fun.
Well, that's the main thing. Back in the US, you've got so much great stuff going on for you. You've got a new album which is coming out, due to be out in January. So tell me, give me some goss on that.
Well, obviously signing the record deal in the States has kind of changed my life dramatically. I'm going to be living in Nashville, being based in Nashville most of the year now. So I'm coming back home to Australia for 10 days in January to launch the album. The album launch will be at the pub in Tamworth, which is exciting. And we're actually recording this album live. So I'm not using session musicians. I'm not using, you know, the guys that I have on my last album. I'm using my band from Nashville. And so I get home back to Nashville in a couple of weeks and we start rehearsing, because we're literally recording the whole album live, including my vocals. So it's going to be very different and a whole lot of fun. I can't wait.
And a whole heap more bluegrass than Miles and Time Zones as well.
Yeah. I've picked the songs. The songs are picked and the song style is very similar to the last two albums. So still got a lot of country influenced and country pop influenced kind of bluegrass stuff, Alison Krauss-y kind of feel, but no drums this time around.
Wow.
No drums, so...
Someone's going out on a limb.
Whoa! Watch out. And now I've hired a real mandolin player and a banjo player.
A real mandolin player.
I know. Well, the last two albums don't really have a lot of mandolin on them, which never really made sense because it's the main instrument I have at my live show. So it's gonna sound like a Christy Cox show instead of, you know... What you hear is exactly what you're going to get when you see me play live.
It'll be very, very exciting when you come out to Tamworth to launch it as well. So that's going to be simply fantastic. And you're doing really, really well here at the Muster. And everyone's talking about Christy Cox, which is exactly the result that you want. Now, Miles and Time Zones is a great album. It is still out. It's available on iTunes. You can download it everywhere. And you can also purchase it from all good record stores. And we're going to go to the title track from that album. Thank you so much, Christy Cox.
Thank you, Ben. Here's Miles and Time Zones.
When I lay my head down to rest, you're just waking up. You're getting dressed. You may be on the other side of the world, but I'm still your girl. As I take my coffee off the stove, you're tuning up, getting ready for your show. Late night phone calls.
again, we're doing Social Country, and the easiest way to get in contact with us is via Facebook. Facebook.com/Real Country is where you'll find us, and you can leave us your requests there. You can also give us a buzz on our request line, 1-300-929-516. Around the campsite, I caught up with country fans and fellow travellers, Lorraine and Don.
Walking through the campsite, the amazing people that you get to bump into when you have that whole camping motorhome lifestyle, especially when you're involved with country music. Lorraine and Don, how are you guys?
Great, we're really well.
Great, yeah.
So where are you from?
Lower Portland.
Lower Portland at the Hawkesbury River.
So how many musters you been to?
About 8 years worth.
And so you started, what, three years before me? Let's go to your favourite song that you heard at the muster this year.
The Man Across the Street, Amber Lawrence.
Love that. That's from her album, Three.
That's her album, yes.
What a absolutely delightful human she is.
She is the wonderfulest girl I've ever met.
Thank you so much, guys. And how about we play Man Across the Street from Amber Lawrence? Hopefully you guys will be back next year. Same spot, same time. We'll see you then.
We'll certainly be listening.
Not to mention The Mile. That's my favourite with Amber.
Can't play two songs. That's cheeky.
Man across the street saved my life. Little wandering girl caught his eye. In the traffic out on Main Street, I was scooped up in his arms. I can still remember how my mother cried. When the man across the street saved my life. Across the street, left alone. Every shred of family long gone. Broken by the memory of a forgotten Asian war. Curtains drawn, garden overgrown. The man across the street. Stop.
Now for my top five muster tips. Very, very important if you're planning on heading to the muster next year. Counting down from number five, water. Now, there's lots of fun stuff to drink at the muster, but plain old water is always the best option to make sure you can party all day and well into the night. Number four, food. It's more than just remembering to eat, but 4 days on deep-fried foods and drink isn't good for anyone. Some of my favourite places for a decent, healthier feed are the vegetarian stall Govinda's, the roast potato stall at the rear of the main stage, and the Lion's Restaurant. With all of them, you get a top feed to fill you up for under $12. Coming in at number three, onions. Well, not the actual onion, but think layers. It can get pretty warm during the day and super cold at night, so pack a few layers so it's easier to adjust throughout and you'll be comfy as. Number two, follow the 6 P's. Prior planning prevents pretty poor performance, or in the case, missing the performance. So with so many stages going on at the muster, it's important to get your schedule right so you don't miss your favourite acts. It also lets you throw in some time to discover new acts too, and the muster's free iPhone app makes that super easy. Coming in at number one, drumroll please. Camp smarter, not harder. Get yourself a cheaper camper. There's so many great reasons to get one. Now, for me, it wasn't the air conditioning or the hot shower or even the ability to cook a feast in the camper's kitchen, but the comfy, warm, giant bed and the 2-second setup and pack up. It's not camping, but glamping. And if you want a holiday like me, you can head to cheapercamper.com.au/holiday to book your adventure. After the break, a welcome sound from one of the best Australian talents, and I'll reveal my number one musical find this festival. Could it be an artist from Canada or New Zealand? Find out next on Real Country.
Hi, this is Christy Cox, and you're listening to... What's the name of your show again?
I've known you for years.
Ben Sorensen.
Real Country.
Oh, that's it. Real Country. Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport, there's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of. Except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back to Real Country. I am indeed Ben Sorensen here, and you can check us out and all things country at realcountrymix.com. Doing the muster in style thanks to our friends at Cheaper Camper. You can book your holiday today at cheapercamper.com.au/holiday. After 2 vocal surgeries in Nashville and 6 weeks of vocal rest, this was a very welcome sound on the main stage at the muster. Troy Cassadaly, well on the road to recovery and sounding absolutely amazing. This is Troy Cassadaly with Country Is.
I hear people talking about their great big cities, how they claim to never go. Really haven't seen this small town raging on a Friday. Well, let me tell you, that's good enough on me. Yes, it is. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Well, we had a cousin visit us once from a big smoke. On the rope at the river, she didn't even give it a swing. By By the end of the week, she was mixing it up with the locals. She hit the track with the Outback under her skin. Yes, she did. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on and spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Yeah, boots on Main Street, two pub, no rush. Rough and ready is fine by me. What country is, what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in and we'll make a fuss. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, you cuss. Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does now. Country is, country does.
That was Country Is from Troy Cassadaly, and you don't get much more country than that, bloke. You can check out our Facebook page for the video for that and many of the other tracks from this week's show. Facebook.com/realcountry. Definitely worth a like. Now, every festival, I try to get out and experience some artists that are less familiar. And from each festival, I always have my standout discovery. I was walking past the Grove at the Muster and was captivated by this voice. It drew me in. So controlled, with amazing tone, and then the fun, bright and warm personality of the artist behind it. I'm talking about Tammy Nielsen, originally from Canada but now living in New Zealand, an experienced and accomplished musician who is quite new for us over the ditch here in Australia. And all I have to say is I just love her work. But the magic and brilliance of it stands all by itself. This is Tammy Nielsen. Hey Mama.
Hey Mama, don't cry. Hey Mama, don't cry. I'm going home to the other side. I'm going up where I belong, where this world won't do me no harm. Going up to take Jesus' hand, leave me into that promised land. Hey Daddy, don't weep. Hey Daddy, don't weep. Your little girl is breaking free. I'm going up where I belong, where this world won't do me no harm. Going up to take Jesus' hand, leave me into that promised land. Don't cry. Hey Mama, don't cry. Hey Mama, don't cry. Hey Mama, don't you cry.
Well, that is your lot for the week. It was a massive few days up the Gympie Muster, and I do have to say a big thank you not only to the muster organisers for having me there, but also to Jim and Donna, the masters of the camping area in which I was a guest. Also to our friends at the Aussie-owned Cheaper Camper. Book your next holiday at cheapercamper.com.au/holiday today. All the photos and info from today's show will be on our Facebook page, and the podcast is available for download on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Or if it's all too much to remember, don't stress, just go to realcountrymix.com. I had a super time at the muster, and it's definitely on my annual calendar. I'll be back with you next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you're a parent, you'd know that little humans require lots of love and care in all aspects of life. The team at carsguide.com.au know that any decision, when it comes to your kids, can't be taken lightly. That's why they've dedicated a section on their website entirely to kids and cars. At carsguide.com.au/kidsandcars, you'll find the latest car reviews, safety news, road trip ideas, and plenty of ways to keep your kids happy in the car. Your children are your most precious cargo. So check out carsguide.com.au/kidsandcars and keep your family safe.